And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Tomahawk. And the Antigo Red Robins have opened up an 11-8 lead on Tomahawk here in game one of this best of five. Tomahawk with their first and Great Northern Conference match of the season. And now it's Lola Cornelius serving for Antigo. Cornelius' serve goes right to Sammy Gebauer. Sarah Gebauer keeps it alive. Can Olsen send it over?
Nope.
No.
It's a little bit short.
Lola Cornelius, very tall junior, and she is performing very well. She's a very hard hitter.
She's hitting very well. She's serving tough, deep balls.
Yep. Here comes the next serve as currently Anna goes on a 7-1 run of their own. That is going to be out. Too strong that time for Cornelius. That stops the run temporarily for Tomahawk. Jankowicz will come in for Sienna Calkins. And here comes the next serve from Sammy Gebauer. And first serve from Tomahawk's libero goes right to Cornelius, and that is going to be out. Tried to pass it, instead it goes over the net and out on the far side. Tomahawk with back-to-back points.
Sammy with the good serve there. She needs to keep that going, keep it in, and let Antigo make the mistakes.
Here comes the next serve from Gebauer. This one goes right to Cornelius. Cornelius to Arlen, tries to set it up for Young, and it goes right to Sarah Gebauer. Buckwalter keeps it alive for Claire Albert, and that goes right to the libero, Cundiff, and a miscommunication between Antigo. That'll be a kill for Claire Albert. Three straight for Tomahawk. It's now 12-11, and you can see this Tomahawk. You can see Tomahawk now. They're starting to fight back after Antigo's gone on a couple of runs themselves.
That's what you want to see.
Yep, next serve from Gebauer goes to Cundiff, the libero. Arlen tries to set it up for Young, and that block attempt goes off of Jankowicz and out of play on the near side.
Yep. The middle hitter was hitting at an angle. Macy was there, had her hands on it, but it went off the side of her hand.
Now Bree Young will serve for Antigo, the defensive specialist. Senior as well. Here comes the next serve from Young. That goes right to Gebauer. Buckwalter with the save, and Sammy Gebauer will send it back over. Good job by Buckwalter keeping it alive. Arlen tries to set it up. That is very well put together by Buckwalter. And now Sarah Gebauer comes away with it. Buckwalter setting it up for Albert again. That's out.
Yep, Claire had it was a good set. She kind of stopped her hand at the top. If she would have swung all the way through, then you get a little top spin, that ball will drop.
14-11, Antigo leads here in game one of this best of five. Here comes the next serve from Young. That one goes right to Sammy Gebauer, to Chloe Buckwalter. And that's going to be sent right back over by Sophie Olsen. Tomahawk couldn't get their offense set up. Arlen sets it up for Muraski, and instead it'll be Gebauer. Albert block attempt, and that's going to go. That's a net violation. Net violation on Antigo.
Yes.
And Tomahawk will get the points.
Claire had a good swing all the way through on that one.
Yep.
Right into the block. And we were there to defend it, but Antigo floated into the net.
Emerson Lane coming in for Sophie Olsen. And now Chloe Buckwalter, who started the night with a serve, will go ahead and serve for the Hatchets, who trail by two here in game one of this best of five. Next serve from Buckwalter to Cundiff. Cundiff to Arlen. Arlen setting it up for Cornelius. That goes off the net right to Sammy Gebauer. Chloe Buckwalter sets it up for Emerson Lang. Good job by Cornelius to keep it alive. Arlen tries to send it back over. Jankowicz with a nice soft kill attempt. And Arlen couldn't send it back over the net.
Yeah, Macy with a great angle hit on that one. Antigo did some great job getting it up, but into the net.
The rallies here so far in this first game have been very entertaining to watch.
Yes.
Next serve coming from Buckwalter goes right to Cornelius, to Arlen. Arlen will go ahead and set it up, and that is going to be a kill for Maya Burtz.
Yeah.
Antigo keeping a two-point lead at bay, and Heinzen will come back in for Jaworski for Antigo.
Those off-speed hits have been taking Tomahawk, and they're frozen in their feet.
Arlen with their next serve. It goes right to Gebauer. Gebauer to Buckwalter. Sets it up. Jankowicz tries the soft kill. Good job by Heinzen to keep it alive. Arlen right back to Heinzen. She'll send it right back over. Sammy Gebauer to Chloe Buckwalter. Emerson Lang could not get a good look on that kill.
No. Emerson was outside by 5 feet and 12 feet off the net in a bad angle. Hard to hit those.
And again, Coach Katie Denton just trying to, you know, essentially say what you have said. And the one thing she's noticed is to practice patience with this squad.
Yes.
Serve goes right to Gebauer, to Buckwalter, setting it up. Lang tries again. This time gets it over the net, but it goes right to Cornelius, to Arlen. Arlen setting it up for Heinzen. Goes right to Gebauer. Goes off the ceiling right to Buckwalter. And now Lang will send it right back over the net. That is going to be an in. That one was right on the line. Cornelius misjudged it that time. Tomahawk gets the point.
Yep. Notice that ball was spinning the way it came off, and it dropped right on the line. It was a perfect spot.
Kaylee Scholes comes back in for Sarah Gebauer. Claire Albert will now serve. She's been on the right side of Tomahawk's best run of the night so far. Here comes a serve from Albert.
Nice.
That one goes right to Hines into Arlen. Setting it up for Hines and tries to kill it. It's out.
That was a great serve.
Yes. Very well placed serve.
Low, 2 inches over the net, and then it dropped right in.
So now Tomahawk now back to within one. They've yet to have a lead since they were up 7-6 earlier on in this first game. Next serve coming from Albert. That goes off of Heinzen and Cornelius, and Arlen sends it right back over. Good job by the Red Robins keeping it alive. Jankiewicz, Albert tries a bit of a soft kill, goes right to Arlen. Arlen to Heinzen, sets it up. Arlen tries the kill, goes right to Buckwalter. Buckwalter to Gabe Bauer. Gabe Bauer sets it up. Lang tries the soft kill. Goes right to the libero, Cundiff. Cundiff to Arlen. Arlen for Heinzen. Allen goes off of Gabe Bauer. And another point for Anigo. 17-15 Anigo leads here in game one.
Sammy had a diving attempt at that one, but just too far away.
Again, Anigo keeping the lead here in front of this Tomahawk team. Every time Tomahawk has put together a couple of points in a row, Anigo's come together with a couple of their own. Maya Burt serve to Buckwalter, sets it up for Jankiewicz. Oh, that's a nice kill from AC.
That's what we want to see. A great angle. She was up. The ball was in a perfect spot, swung all the way through it, and there was no chance to recover that ball.
Ava Tatro will now come in for Anigo. She will replace Maya Burt. And Ashley Beck, Tomahawk's serve specialist, will come in from AC Jankiewicz. Tomahawk now with a chance here to tie this game up at 17. And Tomahawk swept Anigo last year. Every single both times that they played him, serve goes right to Cundiff, to Arlen, setting it up for Heinzen. That's another kill.
Yeah, she had a great angle and dropped it in right in front of Chloe.
The hitters for Anigo, by the way, are very, very athletic, and they're hard hitters, too. Yep. Seems like they haven't missed a beat so far with Jajay on the bench.
Yes.
Next serve for Anigo is going to come from Muraski. Muraski goes right to Gabe Bauer, to Chloe Buckwalter, sets it up. Emerson Lang goes right to Arlen. That one is set back up. Arlen tries the kill, goes right to Albert. That's going to send right back over the net. Good job by Albert to keep it alive. Arlen and Heinzen will go ahead and send it back over. Sammy Gabe Bauer to Buckwalter, sets it up. Sienna Calkins, good job by Muraski, keeping it alive. Arlen and Cornelius will try the kill, goes off the top of the net. Tomahawk keeps it alive with Gabe Bauer. Buckwalter, Kaylee Schultz, that one is going to be a kill. Kaylee Schultz gets a kill for Tomahawk. It's now 18-17.
Yep, she had a great swing on that one, and it wasn't blocked, but just tipped at the net enough to mess up the defensive specialist.
Sophie Olsen will now serve for Tomahawk, who trailed by one. Nice serve by Olsen, but it's just a touch out.
Yep.
19-17.
Another tough serve, but she hits it so hard and it's not dropping. There's no spin on it, so it's floating right out of there.
And it is Anigo's serve, so they now have a 2-point lead on Tomahawk here in game one. And serving for Anigo will now be Carly Jaworski. Jaworski's next serve will go right to Sophie Olsen. Olsen to Buckwalter, sets it up for Calkins, tries a soft kill, goes right to Cundiff. To Arlen. Arlen sets it up for Cornelius. That one, I don't think a hatchet player touched it. That's four hits. Four hits on Anigo. Tomahawk gets the point, 19-18.
Got a run right here.
There you go. Sarah Gabauer will come back in for Kaylee Schultz. And Sarah will serve for Tomahawk, who currently trail by one. A lot of back and forth action so far, but Tomahawk still has yet to have a lead since it was 7-6. That serve goes right to Tatro, to Arlen, tries to set it up, Cornelius. That's nice. A block attempt. That one goes right and drops out of play. Tomahawk ties it at 19.
That was a block for Claire.
Good job by Albert to keep it up.
And the key was she brought that block back in and didn't let it bounce off her arms out.
Here comes the next serve from Gabe Bauer. That one goes right to Jaworski, tries to be set up. Cornelius, good job by Olsen to Buckwalter, sets it up for Calkins. That one goes off the top of the net.
So we had players covering that block, but they weren't ready. Their arms are down by their sides. They were close, but you got to be ready because that block, the harder she hits it, the faster it's coming back off that block.
Maya Burt comes back in for Ava Tatro. Serving now for Anigo is Lola Cornelius. This is when Anigo put forth their best run earlier in this game. Anigo currently with a 20-19 lead over Tomahawk in game one. That goes right to Schultz. Buckwalter tries to drop it in over the net. Good job by the Red Robins to keep it alive. That one's sent right back over to Sammy Gabe Bauer. Chloe Buckwalter sets it up. Sophie Olsen tries a kill. That's a little too strong from Olsen that time. Another point for Anigo. They go back up by two.
She tried the back row attack. It was just a little bit too far in front of her. So she's running towards that ball and hit it out back a long ways.
Cornelius will serve once again for Anigo. Here comes the next serve from Cornelius. It goes right to Sarah Gabe Bauer. Chloe Buckwalter sets it up for Calkins. That's a kill. Sienna Calkins gets a kill. Tomahawk comes back to within one.
Yep, great spot. Sienna hit right down the middle. Nobody was in there and able to drop the ball in.
Macy Jankowicz coming back in for Sienna. Sammy Gaybauer will now serve for Tomahawk. Gaybauer's serve goes off the top of the net. Saved by Young. Arlen tries the kill. It is in. It was in. That was very close. Katie Denton is making a face on the sideline like that was a little bit borderline. That one was close. That was a close call. Bree Young will now serve for Anago, who leads 22-20 here. They're 3 points away from taking game one. Right to Sammy Gaybauer, to Chloe Buckwalter. And now Sarah Gaybauer will send it back over the net to Cornelius. Cornelius to Arlen, setting it up for Muraski. Good job by Buckwalter, keeping it alive. Sammy Gaybauer, Sophie Olsen sends it right back over the net. And that block attempt by Jankowicz. Anago keeps it alive. Young sends it right back over to Sarah Gaybauer.
Another overpass.
And that's going to be an overpass right, dropping in.
Yeah. Macy was able to defend the first overpass. That second one is just, when it's in the right spot, Anna can hit it, and Tomahawk can't do anything.
Tomahawk takes a timeout. They trail by three here in game one. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this on WJJQ.